Do you ever amaze yourself with an act of kindness towards someone that you cannot believe you did? You almost want to say, where did that come from? I did that? Well, that amazement is not a little matter, and it gets at the heart of today's text. For when the members of the body of Christ give, their left hand should not even know what the right hand is doing. And what that means is that in right giving, charity flows from Christ through us to the one in need without us getting in the way. Ah, there's the problem. Us getting in the way. And that is all too often a crucial problem in our charity toward others. But the problem is not in the work itself, and it is certainly not with the one in need. It rests squarely in the purpose and the aim of the one who is giving. Luther says, the work can be very good and still be ruined by the individual smearing their filth all over it. How do we do that? When we seek the glory, honor, recognition before all who just happen to see what we have done. Here, both hands definitely know what is going on. And there are some great expectations for the response to our act of mercy. And if you doubt this about yourself, just look at how ready we all are to evaluate the response to our gifts. We may become irritated, even angry, even wanting to take them back if someone is ungrateful and does not react in the manner we quite expected to our outpouring of mercy. The reality of such a gift is that it was from us, and it was really all about us. And now we are looking for a reward in some way. We have attached strings to our gift that says, this is from me. See what I've done? Such giving is condemned in today's text. For true charity on the part of the child of Christ is not about rewards. It is about freely meeting a need in the love of Christ. And then rewards do come our way. For when we reach out for the benefit of our neighbor, purely out of the love of Christ, the Father has promised to reward us. So divine rewards happen as a result, but not if the reward is the goal. Listen to Isaiah 58. If you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden. We are so blessed, for we are a community in Christ. That statement and that reality means everything to us, and it shapes everything for us. In our beautiful community, an extraordinary love abounds. It is the love of Christ filling his beloved church with his unbelievable gifts. That is how we are able to give when it is hard to give. Love when it is hard to love. Love someone not worthy of love. Love even our enemies. That is how we are able, ready, and even eager to forgive our neighbor. That is how we can serve our neighbor freely and spend ourselves, giving what we have, taking no account of gratitude or ingratitude, praise or blame, loss or gain. For in this blessed community, we are to treat each other as Christ has treated us. Is it any wonder, then, that there is from time to time amazement on our part? For these acts are really not ours. They are his. He is doing it all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.